Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hey, good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for being here. Our number today and every day on The Bright Side, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you have a health challenge that you need help with, we are here for you. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. We've got Dr. Chloe Carmichael with us at the bottom of the hour. Her book is Nervous Energy, Harness the Power of Your Anxiety. Dr. Carmichael is a clinical psychologist as well as an author. She says that while the pandemic has been a source of stress for everyone, if you're an overachiever, overanalyzer, you may be experiencing more anxiety than the average person. We're going to talk to Chloe Carmichael about what you can do with anxiety and how you can harness the power of your anxiety. Dr. Chloe Carmichael, bottom of the hour, your calls. Next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase Longevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. That's brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase Longevity products off the website. You can also click on the Join the Team link and start a home-based business. If you want to be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement business, or if you just want to get your products at the wholesale price, you can click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, or call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for information. You can also order products by calling 866-735-2470. All right, our number today, 844-236-6010, Dr. Chloe Carmichael, author of Nervous Energy, Harness the Power of Your Anxiety, will be with us at the bottom of the hour. I want to continue talking about autoimmunity, the autoimmune system, or the immune system. Doctors, conventional medicine, conventional representatives of conventional medicine believe that autoimmunity is the body going rogue. But I don't believe that. The body doesn't go rogue. The body is remarkably intelligent, remarkably responsive to the environment. It doesn't make mistakes. The body doesn't really make mistakes. It's pretty exquisitely regulated. It's got 3.5 billion years of cellular evolution behind it. It knows what to do. There's no logical reason for a system, for the immune system in particular, to go rogue. On the other hand, once we understand the mechanism of toxicity and antigenicity and immune activation and how the enemy gets into the body, how the enemy gets into the bloodstream, autoimmunity begins to make sense. Basically, when we have an autoimmune reaction, when we have a hypersensitive immune system, when immune reactivity is heightened,
And when we have immune reactivity specifically to parts of the body, to specifically to cells of the body, that is, even more specifically, to proteins in the cells in the body. That's what the immune system is reacting to. It's reacting to proteins and peptides in a cell. And when you think about it, we're also eating proteins and peptides. Cell proteins and peptides aren't that much different than food proteins and peptides from a biochemical point of view. In fact, sometimes they're exactly the same. So it kind of makes sense when you think about autoimmunity that a heightened immune reaction could affect cell proteins because they're similar to enemy proteins. They're similar to proteins that are in foods, such as gluten and lectins. And sometimes the immune system, sometimes these lectins and gluten and other substances, anti-nutrients, phytonutrients, substances that are in plants, they can actually distort cells. They can cause cellular distortions that make the cell look foreign, make the cell look like an enemy. Between these cellular distortions and between what is called molecular mimicry, that is, food proteins that resemble or mimic cellular proteins, the end result could be a triggered immune response. And all of this, this is the important point, all of this is secondary to the entrance of immune activators into the body. Immune activators get into the body. Autoimmunity is the end result of immune activation from substances, enemies, toxins, things that get into the body. Just think molecules that get into the body. And how do they get into the body? That's the question. The autoimmune reaction, the classic autoimmune reaction, ultimately is caused by something getting into the body that shouldn't. And how do they get into the body? How do things get into the body in general? Well, through the digestive system. Now, injecting drugs, or vaccines for that matter, can have this effect on the immune system too. And autoimmunity and vaccination are also two peas in a pod, hand in glove. They go together. Vaccines and autoimmunity are known to be related. Injecting drugs and autoimmunity is also a relationship. Injecting drugs can also cause autoimmunity. In other words, anything that gets into the body inappropriately can cause an autoimmune response. But by far and away, the most important way that things get into the body is through the gut, through a leaky gut. And gut means intestine, through a leaky intestine. Intestinal permeability. Immune activation and autoimmunity is about 99.9% of the time, unless you're injecting something in through your skin. 100% of the time, unless you're injecting something in through your skin. About intestinal permeability. And considering we've got tens of millions, I think about 80 million people are dealing with autoimmune problems. A ridiculous amount of people are dealing with autoimmune problems in this country. Maybe it's not that high. Maybe it's like 30 or 40 million, something like that. Whatever. It's millions of people. It's a cause of serious, serious misery and a shortened lifespan. And it can lead to other health challenges. And considering that it all comes from intestinal permeability, hello, it seems so obvious that we've got to focus on the leaky gut. We've got to focus on the intestine. But the mainstream doesn't recognize this. While it seems so obvious to me and hopefully to you that the intestine, that the link between the gut, that is the intestine, and the manifestation of autoimmune diseases is so clear-cut, it still hasn't made it into the mainstream, at least not fully. It's starting to change. I will say that. It is starting to change. But still, many representatives of the medical model believe that autoimmunity is the body attacking itself and its organs for no known reason, and there's nothing you can do about it, and you're going to have it for the rest of your life. That's the most horrible curse that a medical professional can ever tell a patient, is that you're going to have this disease the rest of your life. How dare they? How dare somebody who is sworn to help patients and to make a difference in the world say you're going to be stuck with this the rest of your life and there's nothing we could do about it? When, if you're just listening to this program as a layperson, you've got to, this has got to be the most common sense idea that immune activation is the end result of something getting into the body inappropriately. Things get into the body inappropriately, largely, mostly, almost 100% of the time through a leaky gut or intestinal permeability. In any case, the idea that the body goes rogue is not true. The body doesn't go rogue. It's doing what it does best, which is attack the enemy. The question is, how did the enemy get into the system? That's the question. All right, I'm Pharmacist Benny. 442-366-1010 is our number. Dr. Chloe Carmichael will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about nervous energy, harness the power of your anxiety. More on the Bright Side right after this.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. Lines open for you, 844-236-6010 is our number on the Bright Side. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if something's in the news that you're interested in sharing your opinion on, if you're having a hard time buying N-acetylcysteine, for example, or soon to be zinc, from what I've been reading. Also, coenzyme Q10 is on the list of nutritional supplements that the FDA is assessing for safety and efficacy, as if zinc is not safe and efficacious, even though people have been using zinc supplements since supplements were invented 50 or 70 years ago, or whenever they first came out. Magnesium is on the list. Coenzyme Q10 is on the list. I don't know what's coming up around the pike, but they certainly don't want you taking your nutritional supplements. How interesting is it that zinc and N-acetylcysteine, by the way, are associated with antiviral protection? Could that be a coincidence? I don't know. Anyway, 844-236-6010 is our number. Our lines are open for you. Dr. Chloe Carmichael will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about nervous energy, harnessing the power of your anxiety. I love that idea of harnessing the power of your anxiety. In other words, turning your anxiety into your friend. You know, anxiety is the same as excitement when it comes to how they feel. Anxiety feels like excitement. And the reason we call that feeling, which is the same whether you're feeling anxious or excited, the reason we call that feeling either anxiety or excitement is simply how we're labeling it. It's simply a labeling issue. You can easily relabel your anxiety into excitement, into anticipation, into looking forward rather than being afraid of. Try it right now. Think of something that you're anxious about and notice where it feels or how it feels. It feels in your belly. It's tingly. It's an energy. All it is an energy. And then we label it. First we feel it, then we label it. That's a really interesting point. We feel our anxiety somatically in the body, and then we label it. And usually we label it with a memory, or we label it with a worry. Worry and memory. Worry is a positive, or is a forward fear, or a forward negative anticipation. So we either anticipate something bad is going to happen, or we regret something that has happened. And either way, we feel anxiety. That same tingly feeling can be reframed, relabeled as excitement. To me, that's the most powerful way to deal with your excitement or to deal with your anxiety. And that's why I love the idea of Dr. Chloe Carmichael's title, Harnessing the Power of Your Anxiety. We'll talk to Chloe Carmichael about her book, Nervous Energy, at the bottom of the hour. If we have calls this segment, we'll take them 844-236-6010. So I know I'm possibly or probably preaching to the choir here when I talk about autoimmunity in the gut. Nonetheless, if you're new listening, or if you don't listen a lot, or if you haven't heard me a lot, this is kind of a radical idea. It shouldn't be a radical idea, and it's becoming less radical in fairness. I have a huge textbook that I read periodically or refer to periodically called Autoimmunity and the Intestine. And it's a huge textbook. This isn't something you get at Barnes & Noble. It's a medical textbook. So we know this is true, and it's common sense. It's just that the mainstream hasn't gotten into it because the mainstream is so hypnotized and immersed in the pharmacomedical model, in the idea that you drug yourself. The drugs you'll get if you have an autoimmune problem are drugs like Humira, so-called biologics. These biologics shoot down the immune system. They shoot down the antibodies. Remember, we talked about antibodies as being little missiles that are made out of blood, out of immune cells. The immune cell system, B cells and T cells, are what are the core of the immune system, and the B cells make missiles, rockets, called antibodies. The antibodies are a rocket, a targeted rocket that's specific for specific enemies. Well, they figured out how to make antibiotic rockets genetically, how to make antibiotic rockets, check this out, against your own immune system. They make rockets against the rockets. That's actually chemicals that are involved in the immune system. Nonetheless, they make rockets against the chemistry of the immune system. They call them biologics, and it makes it sound like it's really natural and normal. No, it's not. It's hideous. It shuts down your immune system because they think the immune system, or the predominating theme, is that the immune system is the enemy. So they shoot it down. The immune system is not the enemy when you have autoimmunity. Don't let anybody tell you that it's the immune system making a mistake, going rogue, going crazy. It's not the immune system going rogue or going crazy or making a mistake. It's the immune system doing exactly what it's supposed to do, attacking the enemy. The question is, how did the enemy get into the system? That's where you want to work. taking care of how the portal of entry, or eliminating anything getting through the portal of entry into the bloodstream. When we say into the body, by the way, we always mean into the bloodstream. It's recognized by the mainstream that the majority of the human immune system and immune cells are located in the small intestine. So what happens is, if you eat the wrong food, and we'll take gluten as an example, but gluten is by no means the only thing that's the wrong food. Everybody's got their own problems, their own specific foods that are problematic. And that's why I always tell people to do a food diary rather than what foods do you avoid. I don't like the idea of good foods and bad foods, although clearly donuts are always going to be a bad food and potato chips are always going to be a bad food. That's true, but there's so many foods that are bad for you. I hear people talk, when I talk to people, I counsel people, people call me up or whenever I'm just discussing health, they'll always say to me if they have a health problem, not always, but a lot of times they'll say to me if they have a health problem, but I eat really well, but I have a good diet. I have arthritis, I have Hashimoto's thyroiditis, hypothyroidism, I have rheumatoid arthritis, I have lupus, but I eat really well. It doesn't matter if you eat really well. When people say they eat really well, they mean I eat really well compared to what I read on the internet. Or I eat really well compared to what my mother told me, or what my doctor told me, or what my dietitian told me. There's no such thing as eating well if you have rheumatoid arthritis. If you have rheumatoid arthritis, you might be eating what you think is well, or what foods that are supposed to be well or good for you. Lettuce, tomatoes, eggplant, potatoes. These are foods that are supposed to be good for you, right? But you can react to tomatoes. You can react to eggplant. You can react to artichokes. You can react to anything. So there's no such thing as I eat well if you have rheumatoid arthritis. You understand what I'm saying here? You have to do your own research, a food diary. Eat a food, see how you feel. I'm talking to folks about any kind of autoimmune problem, or even if you just want to live a long life, even if you're not symptomatic. All right, got the phones are up and running now, but of course we only have a couple minutes, so let's go real quick to Tony in Live Oak, California. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning. This may be the most important call I've given you. I heard 4 o'clock this morning a Dr. McCullough saying that there are more than 4,000 deaths from the vaccines.
Really?
And that was an old count. So there's 2 more months of counting. He says it's probably much higher. Somewhere between.
Where is this, in Santa Cruz? Are you saying in Santa Cruz?
Well, I heard it on the Hugh Hewitt show. There's a amount of time interview, about an hour with a guy named Hugh Hewitt, who was on the
floor. Okay, I know who Hugh Hewitt is. I'm going to look into that. Okay. Thank you for sharing that, Tony. I appreciate
it.
I'm going to try and get another call.
I have more information. Okay, all right, bye. Sure, bye.
Well, we got the commercial. Hey, thanks for sharing that. If you don't mind calling back tomorrow, I'd love to talk to you about that. I'm going to look into that.
Okay.
You know, vaccination is just, you're playing with fire, people. You're sticking something into your blood that doesn't belong in your blood. Period. I don't care what any...
Government is refusing to just look into what's causing...
This is an awful situation. All right. Chloe Carmichael is with us at the bottom of the hour. Remember, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Keep that in mind.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Top U.S. health officials, including Anthony Fauci, scrambled in late January 2020 to respond to public reporting of a potential connection between COVID-19 and the Wuhan Institute of Virology in China. The insight into their response comes from examining over 3,000 pages of emails belonging to Fauci, which were released under the Freedom of Information Act. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul saying there's now more questions regarding what Fauci knew regarding a lab leak and when he knew it.
Now even Dr. Fauci is saying that we should investigate it, but the emails paint a disturbing picture. A disturbing picture of Dr. Fauci from the very beginning worrying that he had been funding gain-of-function research, and he knows it to this day but hasn't admitted.
President Biden set to discuss infrastructure with Republican lawmakers on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The president continuing to push for Americans to get vaccinated.
President Biden is calling on more Americans to get vaccinated against COVID-19 as part of what he's calling a month of action to try to get to his goal of having 70% of adults receive at least one dose of vaccine before July 4th. In remarks on Wednesday, the president said the country was heading into a far better summer than last year.
America's heading into a summer dramatically different from last year's summer. A summer of freedom. A summer of joy, a summer of get-togethers and celebrations, an all-American summer that this country deserves after a long, long dark winter that we've all endured.
The latest data from the CDC says that about 62% of adults have received at least one shot, with 12 states having already reached the president's goal of 70%. More than 133 million people have been fully vaccinated. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A federal court ruled that officials in Vermont violated the First Amendment by denying public tuition aid to students who attended private Catholic schools. The Wednesday ruling struck down a Vermont rule that banned students attending private religious schools from taking tuition aid through the state's town tuition program. The TPP provides funding for students in towns where the public school system does not cover all grade levels. More news can always be found online by going to usaradio.com or checking us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for being here. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on the archive page, brightsideben.com. We've got 10 years of daily archive programs up at brightsideben.com. Lots of great health information. We also have a search engine you can check out if you miss a program or want to review a specific topic. That's brightsideben.com. You can also go to pharmacistben.com for my blog and criticalhealthnews.com for various videos and blog posts and news stories and lots of good health information there as well. And longevity products if you want to purchase or if you want to sign up to join the Brightside Ben team. You can click on the join the team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. BrightSideBen.com or call 866-735-2470 for more information. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated by myself and my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin issues, including dermatitises and rashes and acne and psoriasis and just dry skin, hyperpigmented skin, aging skin. What I discovered was health equals beauty. And, of course, that makes perfect sense when you understand the Bright Side philosophy. Health equals beauty. Beauty is about looking, about having healthy biochemistry. Looking good is about healthy biochemistry, and that's what Truth Skin Health products are all about. 100% active and functional, and that's why we have almost 2,000 four- and five-star reviews, which you can take a look at, truthreviewed.com, truthreviewed.com, and truthtreatments.com if you want to purchase Truth Skin Health products. All right. I am super excited to talk to our guest today. Her subject matter is something that's near and dear to my heart. Dr. Chloe Carmichael is a licensed clinical psychologist, and she's the author of the book Nervous Energy, Harness the Power of Your Anxiety. I've always thought that anxiety is much about excitement as looking forward to something, and that's what I think harnessing the power of your anxiety is all about. The title definitely caught my attention. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Dr. Chloe Carmichael. Hey, Dr. Carmichael.
Hi, Ben. It's great to be with you.
Yes, it's an honor to have you on. Thank you so much. I love the idea. I love the title of your book. I love the idea that you can harness the power of your anxiety. It seems so counterintuitive, especially in this crazy world we live in where everybody's freaking out about almost everything, but certainly about all the stuff that's in the news and the way the world is going, and anxiety is almost like it's an epidemic. So talk to us a little bit about what you mean by harnessing the power of your anxiety.
Sure, Ben, and I totally hear you that for some reason it does sound counterintuitive for some people. But if we step back and think about it, the answer is obvious that Mother Nature gave us the gift of anxiety to help us to stay safe. The healthy function of anxiety is actually to stimulate preparation behaviors. Somebody without any anxiety would never look both ways before they cross the street, for example. So okay. I do think that once we can flip that switch and realize that anxiety is there actually to help us, then it suddenly becomes something positive, which is the way it should be.
So you feel anxious, you have a speech to give, or you have you went to the doctor and they're doing x-rays and tests on this pain you're feeling and you're freaking out about what the results are going to be. How does that serve us? How is that there a positive function there?
Sure. So those are two different situations, and I'm glad you chose two different situations, you know, speech to give or getting x-rays at the doctor's office.
Yeah.
And the reason I love that you chose two different situations is because it shows how different situations are going to be best served by different techniques. So many people just have a one-size-fits-all approach with anxiety. They say, oh, well, if I get anxious, I just take a deep breath and let it go or tell myself not to worry. And sometimes that's the productive, constructive thing to do. Sometimes it's not. So, for example, if you have a big speech that you're preparing for and you're anxious about it, then the thing to do would be to say, okay, well, you know, what can I do to prepare? You know, have I made a really good outline of my speech? Have I given a practice of the speech to some friends? You know, all of these different things that extra energy and adrenaline could be kind of tickling you to do would actually be helpful for you in terms of action. On the other hand, if you're at the doctor's office and you're getting x-rays and you're anxious about it, you might ask yourself, am I mentally engaging in some catastrophic thinking here? Am I getting ahead of myself and, you know, creating an anxious monologue over something that may not even happen? And in that case, yes, learning to direct your attention onto other things and not focus too much on the x-rays could actually be positive, whereas the same technique of, you know, distracting yourself would be counterproductive around a speech.
Got it. Now, okay, so let's talk the speech thing. That makes sense to me. Okay, I got that, you know, obviously you can use it to prepare. That makes perfect sense. And the more you're prepared, the less anxious you tend to be, actually. And the more well-informed you are, the less anxious you tend to be. So that makes perfect sense. But when you talk about telling yourself not to think about something, and I hear this a lot sometimes from people who are psychologically, or trying to help people psychologically, therapists and people, motivational speakers and such. When you're in the throes of anxiety, it seems really difficult
to be able to change yourself. You know, I hear people say you'll change your thoughts, think something else, or you're saying focus on something else. It doesn't seem like it's that easy, because if it was, we would do it. You know, there's you're trapped in this anxiety feeling. You don't have the wherewithal or the rationality to say, okay, I'm going to sit. Am I practicing catastrophic thinking here? You know what I'm saying? I mean, you can do it. You're a psychologist, obviously you're a PhD, so you're, you know, you study this for a living, but for the average person, what do you say to that?
Right. Well, the good news is that those types of situations, when we have the ability to evaluate them and say, okay, is this a situation where my anxiety is helping me in some way, or am I just kind of spinning my wheels? I think even someone who's not a psychologist could certainly ask themselves that, right? And if it's the former and they just need to do something to prepare and use that energy constructively, that's what they should do. But to your point, Ben, if they recognize that it's the latter situation and they say, no, I'm just spinning my wheels here, I should think about something else, but that's easier said than done. In my book, I actually have a technique called the new mental shortlist, because intelligent, driven, high-functioning people, we do have very tenacious minds, and once we get something stuck in our mind, it can be hard to let it go. So with the mental shortlist, what we do is we come up with five really good, juicy topics in advance, because again, we know, we can predict, like, oh, every time I go, you know, for a speaking thing or x-rays, I know I'm going to get anxious. So I prepare in advance by thinking, what are five good topics, and write them down, because as it's easy to think when you're in your calm state of mind, but when you're anxious and worked up, not so easy, right?
Love
so your
it.
Mental shortlist could include anything from, you know, getting a jump on your holiday and birthday shopping to, you know, thinking about what weekend plans, or even maybe doing some of your meditation exercises that you keep meaning to do but never find time for, you know, friends that you keep meaning to call. The list could go on, and it will be different for every person. But the idea is that instead of just essentially telling yourself, don't think about pink elephants, you hand your brain a good short list of five different things to think about instead.
I love this idea that you just said about, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you said when you're in a positive state, prepare for the x-rays. Prepare, like before you get the x-rays, while you're thinking about going to the doctor, when you're in a more positive state, prepare for how you're going to react. Is that what you said? Did I understand that correctly?
Exactly. Mm. And what that does is it solves the issue that many people get of anxiety about anxiety. So they're preparing for the x-rays and they're anxious about it, and then that anxiety snowballs because they're anxious about the anxiety. What they could do instead is use that little bit of anxiety to generate a mental short list.
Okay, we got to take a break, but no talk about anxiety or nervous energy would be complete without discussing meditation. Definitely want to talk about that with you. And then also this idea of worry time. I love that concept. We've got Dr. Chloe Carmichael with us on The Bright Side. I'm pharmacist Ben Moore with Dr. Carmichael right after this. Don't go away.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com. Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. We're talking to Dr. Chloe Carmichael, licensed clinical psychologist and author of the book Nervous Energy, Harness the Powers of Your Anxiety. You can get it on Amazon and Kindle. So, Dr. Chloe, I've been meditating myself for many, many years. I'm very fascinated with the whole idea of meditation as a way of getting healthy, both psychologically as well as physiologically. There's all kinds of literature about meditation and blood pressure and autoimmunity and inflammation and all kinds of great stuff. So tell us your take on meditation. Do you have something special, a special type of meditation that you suggest, or especially a special way to meditate? I'm kind of assuming that you appreciate the power of meditation. Within that context, do you have a special meditation? How do you suggest people start with a meditation program? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, Ben, I do. So before I was a clinical psychologist, I was actually a yoga teacher. So the overlap between mental health and the body, we just cannot overstate that, right?
Yeah,
so
right.
In my book, Nervous Energy, Harness the Power of Your Anxiety, it's kind of a cookbook, meaning it's 9 techniques and people can choose whichever one they want to start with, except I actually do say that the first technique in the book is a mindfulness meditation technique, and I do recommend that they do that one first because it will help them to really understand what type of technique they're going to need next. For example, you were saying before the break, what about anxiety over speech versus anxiety over getting x-rays? We need that mindful meditation ability to know what is the nature of our anxiety, and that will really tell us how to choose what kind of technique to go for next.
So you're talking about mindfulness of the body specifically. You're not just talking about mindfulness in general. You mean specifically mindfulness of your physiology, correct?
Well, actually, Ben, what is so interesting is that in Buddhism, we have 3 levels of mindfulness. We practice our mindfulness skills first by being mindful of an object. Then we graduate to being mindful and observing and describing our breath, and that prepares us to be mindful to observe and describe our thoughts and our feelings.
Love
it's almost like it's almost not a separate question. question. So in my book, I actually start with a mindfulness meditation that uses your breath as a springboard to build your mindfulness skills, which I also like to refer to as your metacognition skills, which is your ability to be thinking about your thoughts and understand what's going on with your thoughts. So we start with the breath in the book, but we actually use that as a springboard to learn how to observe and describe your thoughts and your feelings, because that is really the first step to knowing which technique to use next.
That's awesome. Be mindful of the mind. The mind is like this operating system that operates in the background, and we don't pay attention to it, and it runs our lives. So you're saying, like, actually be mindful of that thing. I mean, that's what, that seems like old Buddhist wisdom to me, right?
Definitely. And I know it's kind of hard to share meditation techniques, you know, over the radio with people, but I actually did put a video of myself doing it for free for anyone who's interested, that they can for free just follow along and try it out. If they go to nervousenergybook.com, there's a video of me doing the technique from my book that I just described.
Say that again. Nervous Energy. What was
book.
That again?
Nervous Energy Book.
Oh, that's easy. Nervousenergybook.com. Oh, that's awesome. Thank you so much for that. Nervousenergybook.com. All right. Talk to us a little bit about what you mean by worry time.
Sure. So the thing also with high-functioning, driven, intelligent people is that sometimes our minds can go a million miles an hour, and we can always be thinking about the future, which is sort of a good thing because we're thinking and we're getting prepared. But it can also be exhausting if we're just standing in line at the grocery store and our mind is pinging us with everything from, you know, is it time to get the roof inspected, to did I call grandma lately? Right? Like, our mind can just be going a million miles an hour. And what I've seen sometimes is that high-functioning people can almost become self-critical of themselves for having these thoughts. And they'll say, why can't I just calm down? Why can't I just stop it? And they almost are doing themselves a disservice by overlooking the fact that maybe they're actually having some productive thoughts, even perhaps if being in the grocery store is not the time and place to deal with them. So the happy medium between either just telling yourself to stop thinking about that stuff or feeling like you have to execute on every little worry that pops in your head at the grocery store is to have a calendar event, a recurring calendar event. For some people, it's 15 minutes a day. For some people, it's an hour a week. And what you do is you just pop whatever is on your, you know, worry mind into the event details of your calendar, so that at the appointed time, you can give that material your undivided attention. That's awesome. Have to waste your mental energy keeping it in your working memory all day either.
So, you know, it's funny you say, when you say that, first of all, it's a really powerful idea, like this idea of worry time. But isn't there like a kind of a weird, perverted pleasure that people get out of worrying that you can kind of indulge yourself in?
Absolutely. And so, again, I don't want to, like, kind of get down on it, because the perverted pleasure that you're referring to, I think, is actually the sense that people have that they're not going to be blindsided, they're not going
control.
To be caught unawares, because, they're on top of things, they're thinking about things. And so that's why I feel like they can have the best of all worlds.
That's great.
You know, capitalizing on the fact that they thought of that stuff, but then putting it down on a little list so they can do it at the right time and place instead of getting jerked around by their thoughts.
Yeah. Wow. It's awesome. It's like worrying can be, it's not the worrying that's the problem, it's the addiction to worrying that's the problem. And by giving yourself worry time, you kind of prevent that addiction from, you reduce the likelihood of the addiction, correct?
Well, yes, and there can also be something there called defensive pessimism. So defensive pessimism is when we worry and kind of imagine some negative outcomes happening, even though we know we're imagining it worse than it will be, so that way we won't feel disappointed and we might even feel relieved when things go better than we had worried. And there's actually a productive value to defensive pessimism to a certain point, but then there's a tipping point where it just becomes counterproductive and drags us down. So we have to find the sweet spot.
Yeah, it's like the addiction, the whole idea of addiction. It's not like, it's not so much the substance as it's the reliance or the addiction to the substance. Is that right?
Yes, definitely.
So I love that you're a yogini and a clinical psychologist. That seems like a really, not only a really cool combination, but kind of like an ancient combination. It seems like the old yoginis and yoga masters were clinical psychologists. It seems like there's a lot of psychology in yoga, correct?
Well, I think so. I mean, in fact, the word psychology, the Greek psyche. Etymology of psyche is spirit, right?
Yeah,
and so obviously yoga touches the spirit too.
That's awesome. All right, three-part breath. What's that about?
Well, the three-part breath is actually the one where I mentioned it's available as a video on nervousenergybook.com for free. I'd love to guide people through it, but I totally understand on audio it can be hard to walk people through the breath, but but they can definitely go to the website and get it. And understanding that it is so relaxing to do the three-part breath, which is wonderful, but that relaxation is just a side benefit. What you're really also doing is building incredibly your metacognition skills, which is something that has been in the Buddhist literature for thousands of years, but that places like the Harvard Medical School are now actually documenting is true, that when we do exercises like the three-part breath, we do actually build our metacognition skills to know and understand ourselves on a deeper level.
What about the idea that anxiety is a label that we give to a somatic sensation and starts off as a somatic sensation and then we put a name on it or we frame it or label it somehow?
Yes, Ben, I heard you mentioning that you've always kind of thought about anxiety and excitement and their overlap, and you are so correct about that when it comes to those somatic or bodily markers of anxiety, right? So we could have an accelerated heart rate, we could have sweatiness, all these things, and some people are just quick to label that as anxiety without looking at the possibility that they might also just be really excited. And sometimes, again, anxiety can actually just mean that you're really invested in something and you really want it to go well. And that doesn't have to be a bad thing, right? I think it's all about how we frame it.
Yeah, framing is so important. I love that. And that, you know, you're probably familiar with NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. Have you ever studied any of that stuff? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So framing is a big part of NLP. And I noticed that you also talk about anchoring. To discuss that, we only have about a minute left, but if you could real quickly talk a little bit about this idea of anchoring.
Sure. So anchoring statements are great for people who they do have their body can get so anxious that their mind just goes totally blank sometimes. And so having some pre-crafted statements that are so simple they would bore you to tears in your normal life, but that they're really the perfect thing for when your mind is blanking and you just need that simple hook to restart the language part of your brain. So for some people, anchoring statements would be things like, I'm safe and I'm strong and I will get help if I need it, or just something simple, but that helps to restart that language part of your brain when you go into a panic mode.
Not necessarily an affirmation, but something that would just trigger your neurology, your brain chemistry, correct?
Yes. There's a lot of talk there in the book about the difference between affirmations and anchoring statements or thought replacements, which are other techniques in the book of, you know, nervous energy, harness the power of your anxiety. I love affirmations, but the techniques in my book are a little different.
All right, cool. Dr. Carmichael, thank you so much for being on The Bright Side and also for your book, Nervous Energy, Harness the Power of Your Anxiety. The website is nervousenergybook.com. Dr. Chloe Carmichael, and thanks so much for being on The Bright Side. Really appreciate it. And hopefully we'll have you back again. Take care. Have a beautiful
day.
Great. All right, Dr. Chloe Carmichael, Nervous Energy, Harness the Power of Your Anxiety is the title of her book. Her website, nervousenergybook.com. And that's all the time we have for today on The Bright Side. Thanks for listening, friends. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Cardio FX from Longevity is designed specifically to promote optimal heart health. That's why Ben Fuchs recommends it.
You might want to think about using the Ultimate Cardio FX, which is a source of taurine. Each capsule in the Cardio FX has got a good dose of the B vitamins. It's got four major B vitamins in there, vitamin B12, niacin, vitamin B6, and folic acid. Numerous research studies have shown that the B vitamins and homocysteine, that toxic chemical that builds up in the body under B vitamin deficiency states, numerous studies have talked about lowering homocysteine as being far more relevant for protecting the heart than cholesterol numbers. If I was dealing with heart disease, I would be making sure I was getting enough B vitamins, I was getting enough vitamin C before I even thought about dealing with cholesterol or LDL or HDL.
If you're concerned about the health of your heart, order Cardio FX from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
Hi, Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.